Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Marcy Wallingford, and she is with the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. So good morning to you, Marcy.
Good morning.
We have two special musical events coming up that's going to be at the Methodist Church. And let's start with the one that's going to happen the soonest.
The Armor Wearers Quartet will be here this Sunday, which is June 8th, and they will be leading worship at 10 a.m., and when they are finished, we will all gather for a potluck at 11:30 in Fellowship Hall.
Okay. So that'll be a great chance to meet all of these men. How many are in the group?
There are six total, and I think that there's they kind of switch off just a little bit. Okay. So
it truly is a quartet.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, as I understand, they have been here before, and so some people are going, oh, yes.
Yes, they were here last year about the same time and led worship last year also.
Okay. And I know that I've heard people say, oh, we just enjoyed them so much. So that's sort of a motivating fact. If you didn't get to hear them, well, now here's your chance again. So as you think about their background and the kind of music, how would you describe it?
Well, they are a Southern gospel group, and they sing different styles. The Gaither Vocal Band is probably the most recognizable for everyone. Israel Houghton, he is a more contemporary modern singer, but they take some songs from him also. And they're just really good. You will definitely enjoy it, so please join us.
I'm thinking that when you hear these men, you can tell that they are having a great time singing together and singing for people.
Absolutely. Their mission is taking them where God is leading them, and they give us some personal testimony of their own, and they're here to spread the gospel.
Okay. And so, of course, being at the Methodist Church is a really good setting for them. But again, if you haven't heard them, everybody is invited to this. You don't have to be attending the Methodist Church on a regular basis to come enjoy them.
Not at all. It's an ecumenical event, and at any time, anyone is ever welcome here at the Methodist Church in Atlantic.
Is there a fee for this, for coming to hear these folks?
These folks will just take a love offering, so it's totally a personal thing, you know, how the music is moving you.
Okay, excellent. So I will remind people again, but what time?
10 a.m. on Sunday, June 8th.
Okay, and then folks are invited to, as you said before, kind of meet them afterwards, and sometimes that's really special to get to meet people for person to person. Just in case somebody doesn't know where the First United Methodist Church is in Atlantic, how do they find it?
We are at 800 Poplar Street, and we are directly across from the courthouse.
Yeah. Pretty easy to find. Okay, now let's talk about the second group, because it's a different generation of singers.
Yes, it is. The Watoto Children's Choir will be here Friday, June 13th at 7 o'clock in the evening. We've got all ages, probably from age 5 to probably 16 will be here, and they will be performing for us.
Amazing. Now, where did these children come from, and how did they come together as a group?
They are from Uganda, and a lot of these children have suffered losses. They've lost their parents to either war or disease, and so they're orphaned. And they are there getting schooling in the village, in the Watoto village, and they practice their songs, and they have traveled to the United States. They travel 6 months at a time, and they go to different churches and perform, and it gives them a world view of, you know, the world.
They're getting a different kind of education than they get in their village when they come to see all the folks that want to hear them.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. They are just a fantastic group. They've been here, they were here 2 years ago in 2012, and anybody that was here was very anxious to see them again.
Okay. I'm guessing maybe even some people move to tears when they hear these young kids singing and carrying out the message, knowing that they have such trying backgrounds. I don't know, Marcy, did you get to hear them last time?
Absolutely, I did. A little bit about how you can sponsor a child. My husband and I had done that in 2010 when they came, and you just choose a child from a picture, And I think the sponsoring is $38 a month. And since then, our girl that we are sponsoring, Kavina, she has graduated high school now, and she is on going to be a hairstylist.
Okay. So this is an ongoing sponsorship, and I assume, you know, if you decide you didn't want to do that anymore, you could do that. But what a connection with this child.
Yes, absolutely. You will get letters from your child that you sponsor, and they send pictures every once in a while. And then you can also share back with what you're doing in your life and about your family.
Oh, and I'm sure they enjoy that very much. Just a very special connection. And I think, you know, we see this advertised on TV a lot. You can sponsor a job. This, I think, could be a much more meaningful situation where you're going through the United Methodist Church to do this.
Absolutely. You know, when you can see something live and visit with the children and talk to their aunties and their uncles, as they are called in Uganda, yeah, it just kind of gets at your heart a little bit.
Oh, I would think so. Now, thinking about these children were here 2 years ago, I'm guessing there's probably been some changes because some of them have graduated and moved on.
Yes, they will graduate and move on and you know, kind of do their college thing, but there are lots of children yet to sponsor and that need help. I think the information that I was reading about that they have helped over 2,000 children now since they started the Watoto Village in 1994.
Mm-hmm. So, Marcy, have you had any desire to visit Uganda?
Yes, we have. it might happen someday, you know, so we'll see. And it would be really neat to see the village and bring that personal touch back again to the church.
So, again, this would be, I'm guessing, a free will offering, a love offering, if people wanted to come and participate in that way.
Yep, absolutely. There will be a love offering if you choose not to sponsor a child. Again, it is, you know, what your heart is calling you to do.
Okay. Now, will people have a chance to meet those children?
Yes, after the concert, probably the concert would last about 8:30, and then they can visit with the children.
Very special opportunity, I think, to get to visit with these children. And as you said, if they've traveled around the United States, I'm guessing they're pretty outgoing children.
They are. You will meet the most polite children ever. They are just so thankful for the experience that they're having and when folks are sponsoring them, and just very thankful.
Mm-hmm. Now, are people in the area also hosting some of the children? Are they staying in homes?
Yes, they are. When they come, we needed 9 host homes. And so our church family here at First United Methodist Church stepped up, and all of those children and their chaperones have a place to stay on Friday night. And they will get up in the morning and they will have breakfast with their host home. And then they will be brought back to the church and they will load up and they will be off to their next concert.
Okay. And about how many children are there and how many chaperones or adults?
There is about 33 total, 9 host homes. So that would be 9 chaperones.
Okay. Very good. So lots of opportunities for people to participate. But if you haven't heard about this and you haven't had a chance so far, you can come and hear them sing. And again, when and where?
Friday, June 13th at 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, and we are located right across from the courthouse.
And then let's remind folks again about the concert that's coming up sooner than that, actually this Sunday, I believe.
Yes, this Sunday, June 8th at 10 a.m. will be the Armorers Quartet, and they will be leading in worship.
Okay, so come on by and enjoy music. We want to thank you very much, Marcy Wallenford, for visiting with us. And until next time, remember that music makes the heart sing.